Hello everyone, and I'm John Taven Braylock. I'm your host here at Brainlock. Welcome to the show. Now, I know that you've clicked on this podcast because you may be struggling in one class or another or some aspect of college. Or you're just simply, you know, curious about college altogether. Be mindful, though, that this is what my experience is on and that, I can tell you what I've gathered so far. So if you've ever passed college or in a different way or any other different aspect of college, you can, you know, tell me in my other social media posts and stuff like that in the comment section below, Twitter, Instagram, Brainlock, Facebook as well, group. So let's get started. So the number one thing I want all of us to get in mind and get ready for is their why. Why are they going to school? Why are they working? What would you do rather than working that job that you're at or, you know, being at the school that they're at in aspects? What is your reasoning or something you love so much that you would do it practically for free, if not for free? If you find that one thing to keep you from leaving school, then you'll always want to go, or at least always want to do whatever it is you're trying to do right now. Now, same thing applies in life. Whatever your why is ultimately overcomes any obstacle or any hardship you're going through right now. In college, I didn't even attend my first day, honestly, of class. When we was trying to get to my class, actually, for school and everything like that at CC, my card had died, actually. So when my card died, mind you, speaking from experience, my car died. The first things I ran through my mind, I was like, okay, well, how am I going to get all my family back to the house? We were down the street, so I was like, okay, I'll push the car while my wife just, you know, steers the wheel and everything like that. So I'm pushing the car down the street, and I finally get back to the house because the help of a police officer getting me a tow. I didn't think about a tow, but the police officer bought me one, basically, and I got it for free. So lucky me. But I pushed the car all the way back, and I was like, you know what? I had a stressful morning. Let me get everything together mentally, everything like that, and then physically. So I had to go out and get another battery. I had to work at it, honestly. So I went out and got another battery and everything like that. Walked all the way to a auto place. I think it was AutoZone, and brought the battery back. It was definitely not a fun time, but it was definitely memorable. However, I didn't, you know, face it all alone in that aspect and everything like that. I have had help when I was pushing my car back, actually. It was like 6, 7 o'clock in the morning. Some students were out waiting for the bus stop, and a few of them came and helped. That was pretty cool. But it's the whole aspect and matter of what is your why? Why are you trying to go to school? For me, it was like, I want to provide a better life for my family. I want to provide a better life for me overall, because the aspect of schooling was to hit my ultimate goal, which is doing speeches, being a motivational speaker, an inspirational speaker, as well as a social worker. That's my ultimate goal for college and everything like that. Now, if you have ultimate school goal for life, plan it out, figure out why you want to do it and everything like that. What is your why? So there it is for that. Let's see. The next day, though, yesterday I had passed and I failed to go to class that next day or whatever. It doesn't really matter how it happened. It was some other circumstances that went about, but hey, it happened. So I left that day early for my first class, and my second and third class I didn't get to make it to. My last class I got to make it to for that one. However, the past is the past. You learn, you live and you learn in that aspect, you know? So with that being said, my second one would have to be, figure out, you know, after you figure out your why, figure out the steps to your why. You see what I'm saying? So not only figure out, you know, oh, I need to go to this college or I need to do this type of schooling and stuff like that. No, figure out how much time actually, like, is it going to take a year, a two, a three, you know what I'm saying? Or is it going to take 6 months? You know, there's trade schools out here. Figure out your why. And after you figure out the process into getting to your why. After that, everything else, mile step three, honestly, it would be just to let everything flow into place. You work at it, you stay diligent, you stay motivated. Every day has got to be a motivational day. Every day doesn't have to be working towards that specific why. You can have relaxed days. That's another thing. Please, please, please remember to have relaxed days, because just like the body needs relaxed day, rest days after working out, so does the mind. So please, don't get me wrong, you can keep your mind active as much as you possibly can, but eventually you will need sleep, you will need to rest, you really need to, you know, indulge yourself into other activities such as, you know, your hobbies and stuff like that. But always keep your why, you know, close to the frontal cortex and everything like that, or close to your frontal brain. With that being said, those are my three ways to how to ace college or even ace things in life, honestly. So ace life in general. Thank you for listening to my podcast. Once again, this is Brain Lock Podcast. Make sure you come to the next one. It should be coming up soon. I have to write out the script and everything like that. But yeah, thank you. Follow my Twitter, Brain Lock, my Instagram, Brain Lock, and my Facebook page, Brain Lock, where we'll be talking about, you know, different aspects of life, emotional and or figuring out life just in general. Thanks.